So the Ratnaguna Samchayagatha was an early text which looks at wisdom. It looks at the perfection of wisdom. Prajna is wisdom. It's a Pali word which means jna, J-N, well, little thing above it, A, means to know, knowledge. And pra is an emphasis. So prajna is a very emphatic sense of knowing. But it isn't just a merely intellectual knowing of something. It's a living experience of reality. It's a living experience of the conditioned nature of our being, no less than that. So it's a wisdom that goes beyond duality, and I will come back to that. The subject matter of this particular text is the career of a bodhisattva. It's looking at what is a bodhisattva and how would a bodhisattva behave. So a bodhisattva just means an enlightening being or an awakening being. Sattva is being, and bodhi is the same root as Buddha. So bodhi means awakening or enlightening. A bodhisattva is a being intent upon enlightenment or intent upon awakening. So there's a recognition that most of us, most of the time, are not as awake to the world around us as we could be. We're not as awake even to ourselves as we could be. The idea of awakening means to awaken to our fullest potential. But the bodhisattva doesn't just work towards his or her own perfection or his or her own potential, but helps create the conditions for the potential of all beings to be awakened. So it's a beautiful, sublime ideal. It's sometimes translated as a being intent upon awakening for the sake of all. The motivation for practice for one who follows the bodhisattva path is to create the conditions that all beings might fulfill their potential, that every being on the earth and beyond will be able to come to perfection within themselves, will be able to overcome anything that holds them back, will be able to awaken to their fullness. So a bodhisattva is trying to create conditions to alleviate suffering, because the Buddha recognized that suffering is created by our own actions, by our own way of clinging to the self, that we create suffering by trying to make reality fit into our picture of how we would like it to be. And so the bodhisattva is trying to not only awaken to that reality for himself or herself, but help others to also see this truth, that we cause our own suffering by our own unskillful actions. So the Ratnaguna Samchayagatha was one of the very first, earliest texts in Buddhism to talk about the bodhisattva path, to talk about the bodhisattva in a particular way. Until this point, the earlier texts, coming mainly from what's known as the Theravadin, the very early texts of Buddhism, used the term bodhisattva only to refer to Shakyamuni Buddha in previous lives. So the idea of a bodhisattva was somebody preparing to become a Buddha, but it was used mainly in a kind of almost archetypal way. But in this text, we start to get a sense of how that can be a path for anyone, for anybody who wants to follow that path. It's a sublime path, it's a beautiful path, it's an ideal path, but it's a path that can be practiced and picked up. And many of the early talks and seminars that Sangharakshita gave actually deal with this topic, the bodhisattva ideal, this ideal of gaining enlightenment or striving towards awakening to help alleviate suffering in the world. So it's kind of there in the very bones of Triratna, this ideal. It's the backbone of most of our teachings. And there's lots, if you're interested in this and it's something that you're not particularly familiar with, there's a book called The Bodhisattva Ideal, which is transcripts of talks given by Sangharakshita and seminars, which go into this topic in a lot more detail than I can possibly offer in this talk. As a path, it's a path of altruism. It's a path of compassion. So it's interesting that in a text on the perfection of wisdom, in a sense the topic is compassion. They're not separate, they're not apart. Wisdom is compassion, compassion is wisdom.